For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. In a quiet ceremony August 14th, the new Northwoods National Cemetery was dedicated in Harshaw, west of Rhinelander. Undersecretary of Memorial Affairs Randy Reeves sent out a release Monday saying the dedication was before a few veterans and families because of concerns over a large crowd and COVID-19. Reeves said he regretted not being able to invite the many veterans and families. The new facility is set to serve 38,000 veterans, their spouses, and eligible children who live in the region. The VA purchased the six-acre property at 4520 Lakewood Road in Harsha for just under $25,000 in 2015. The total cost of development was in the $3.4 million range. Wisconsin has only one other VA National Cemetery in Milwaukee. There are three state-run facilities. The cemetery will provide casket burials, in-ground cremation burials, and a memorial wall. The plot, opening and closing of the grave, headstone or marker, crypt or grave liner, and the perpetual care and maintenance are all provided free of charge. Those interested in interment at Northwoods or any of the VA's 145 national cemeteries should contact the National Cemetery Scheduling Office at 800-535-1117. The Federal Aviation Administration continues to require local airports to test their firefighting capabilities using firefighting foam that contains forever chemicals or PFAS. Ken Krall has more.
The Rhinelander Oneida County Airport has acquired a system that will contain the foam before it hits the environment, as Airport Director Matthew Leitner explains.
We just secured a mobile testing cart for our fire truck, and what this cart does is it tests the foam in our fire truck for the proper concentration without discharging foam. So basically, it hooks up to the truck. The foam goes in. It tests quite a bit of it. It makes sure that the concentration is uniform for that test amount, and then it returns it to the truck.
Leitner says in the past, they would discharge a little bit of foam into a bucket at low pressure and then return that foam to a tank for recycling.
We only discharge foam in the event of an emergency. And before, again, we weren't discharging it except into a bucket at a low pressure, small amount, and then returning it to a container for recycling and proper disposal.
Leitner says officials are looking at an alternative type of firefighting foam that doesn't have PFAS in it. A grant helped pay for the cost of the cart on an 80-20 match. PFAS became an issue at the airport when two nearby City of Rhinelander water wells were shut down because the water exceeded federal guidelines for PFAS. Where the PFAS came from is still under investigation. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
The Rhinelander Common Council heard an update on the planning process to modernize Hodag and Pioneer Parks. Justin Frame is the project consultant for JSD Professional Services in Weston. After several public input sessions, they've been working on what the public had to say about Rhinelander's two largest parks. Frame told the council that Hodag Park plan is further along, and with more public input, the council could make a decision sooner than later.
We're in a position where we could finalize the master plan document as a final document and present that at some point in the future for an approval.
In March, the public was invited to give a wish list of improvements for both parks. At Pioneer Park, Frame says those plans are still in the concept phase and more public input would be taken. Frame says the keys to making any improvement is showing an approval plan so grant funders know the planning has been completed. But with the plans not completed for either park, changes are not likely to happen anytime soon. Mayor Chris Fredrickson says with budget time approaching, he wanted to have the council to have an update.
As we looked at even budgeting or any of the other things, and we looked at our issues that came before us with our capital improvements and the things that need to happen, one of the questions was, how do we dedicate ourselves to moving these things forward?
Frame says the public input provided has been outstanding. More information on the update plans for the parks is available at City Hall. Rhinelander Fall sports and other extracurricular activities have been given the green light. The school board voted Monday night to approve fall sports plan presented by Activities Director Brian Paulson. The plan follows WIAA guidelines and has created in conjunction with the district's medical advisory team. Several students attended the special meeting. Senior Bart Lammers addressed the school board, saying sports are important to athletes as well as the community and will bring back a feeling of normalcy. The plan has several phases related to the contact and rules for practices. Paulson says the plan has been in effect since July. Three fall sports, cross country, girls swimming, and girls tennis are currently practicing. Soccer, volleyball, and football are scheduled to begin September 7th. The plan includes contingencies should the district have to close the school. The motion to approve fall sports plan was passed by the board 7-1. Lake associations and conservationists have tried many different methods to prevent and slow the spread of aquatic invasive species. I spoke with the people at Buckatobin Lake in Conover about how their weevil project came to be and how it's supposed to work. A few raindrops started to fall as staff with the Vilas County Land and Water Conservation Department and some volunteers gathered outside the White's home on Buckatobin Lake in Conover.
I don't know if there's a method to the madness for loading them up.
Them are weevils, tiny bugs no bigger than a pinhead.
See, so here's one sitting on a stem.
People who live on Buckatobin Lake are hoping these little bugs are up for the big job ahead of them.
They normally eat northern water milfoil, which is a native milfoil. But they just seem to really enjoy Eurasian water milfoil.
That's Kathy Higley with the Conservation Department.
Kind of like a broccoli to pizza analogy here.
She's been working with the Buckatobin Lake Association on the Weevil Project.
The Buckatobin Lakes Association people have been rock stars.
Volunteers have been raising weevils all summer. They've been growing in four large tubs filled with water and bundles of Eurasian water milfoil.
Yeah.
Last week, the weevils were ready for release. Staff and volunteers helped load the bundles into half a dozen coolers to transport them to one of the bays on the lake where the milfoil is the thickest. Kathy and the other staff with the conservation department used canoes to get close to the milfoil.
It's a very good day for a paddle.
It is.
They used twist ties to secure the weevil-filled bundles to the milfoil already growing in the lake. The goal is for the weevils to eat the stems of the milfoil so they don't grow back as tall or as thick.
They stress the plant out so much that it doesn't get so fluffy and leafy, but they're also able to kind of make that stem droop more.
The weevils won't eradicate the milfoil, but will hopefully get the invasive species under control.
So hopefully within about 4-ish years, we'll be able to see what's actually happening because we're releasing weevils.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.